Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. We'll do is take a minute or two just to, if we're mamish like in the middle of an Indian, we have to stop. It's very difficult. So I'll just take a minute just to recap where we're holding, because it's going to be impossible otherwise. Okay, so we're dealing with Rabbi Yitzchak. Okay, that we're asking Kasha answer basically is Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said that there's the Yachid never davens and more than 18 brachas. Okay, Shmona Asrei. In other words, even on a fast day, like what we do basically, the Aneinu is included in Shemaya Tefillah. There's no such thing as an extra bracha, like 19 brachas for a Yachid. Okay. So then we brought a brisa, which says in fact that a yachid davens 18 and a tzibur davens 19. Okay, so then the Gemara said, hey, tzibur is davens 19. What type of tzibur is this? Is this the tzibur? That can't be because the tzibur davens 24, not 19, and therefore when it says 19, it has to be talking about a yachid davening a tzibur type of having a tiny tzibur on himself. So here we see a yachid, yes, davening bracha b'fnei esma, davening 19. So therefore, it's a kasha and Rabbi Yitzchak. So then, in order to answer Rabbi Yitzchak, he has to say, no, tzibur here means, yes, tzibur, regular tzibur, not a yachid, always davens 18. Okay, but here where it says 19, it's talking about a tzibur. How could that be? Tzibur davens 19. No, because the first series, the fast, first three, is that Tzibur doesn't daven 24, only daven 19, so very good, so Tzibur is daven 19, that Tzibur means Tzibur, Mamish, 19, and it's a Yachid is regular, Yachid 18, and Rabbi Yitzchak's good. Then the Gemara went on to say, that's difficult, because we have a Brisa. We have Brisa says that the first three are last, like the middle three, we have three sets, right, 3, 3, and 7. So the first three is like the second three, we have a Brisa like that. So if the second three, the middle ones, are 24, so if now we have a Bryce that's a fairish, that's like the first set, therefore the first set is also 24, so we see that Tzibur is 24. There's no such thing as then less than 24 like a Tzibur, and therefore once again we have a Kasha of Yitzchak. Because he says that the Tzibur is 19, no such thing, is only 24. So then the Gemara gave a couple answers. We're going on the second teretz now. That's what we're going to be dealing with in the continuation as well. So just mention the second teretz. So the Gemara says, no, even the second one is not 24, it's 19. And that was the only 24 is really the last seven. So even the middle one. So yeah, the middle one's like the first one, like the Brisa says. But the middle one itself is 19. So the middle one's 19, and the first one is 19. And we see that at Sibur, Des Davin, even 19. Okay, but then we have a cash on that from a Brisa, another Brisa. Why? Because we have a Brisa that says that, just so we had a Brisa, that the first series is like, the first three is like the middle three. Now we have another Brisa which says the last set of seven is like the middle set. The last is like the middle. Okay, so now we got a problem, because the last one is clearly 24. So one of them has to be 24. So the last one is 24. So the last series is 24. If the last one's 24, and that's like the middle ones, so the middle ones also has to be 24. If the middle one is 24, we have another Bryce, so he says middle is like the first. So if the middle one's 24, then if the first one's 24, so it comes out that they're all 24. If everything's 24, so therefore back again, when it said at the beginning that the first Bryce said that the Tzibur davens 19, it cannot be talking about the Tzibur, because there's no such thing, everything's 24. And therefore, it would be a kasha on Rabbi Yitzchak. Okay, that's where we are right now. Okay, so now the Gemara goes on, and now we're going to ask it, though, another, next day, there's another kasha on Rabbi Yitzchak, though. I'm a Rav Ashi, because we're going to show now that the middle set is in fact 24, and once again, if the middle is 24, and we have a Brisa that says that the middle is like the first, so then the first is also 24, and therefore we do not have any scenario where Tzibur is 19, therefore it would be a kasha and Rav Yitzchak. So where do we see that? I'm Rav Ashi. Masnisi namideka, where it's medayik also in the Mishnah. Okay, that the middle ones are 24. Why? Diktani, because it says, ma elu, we're talking about the last set, so the elu is the last seven, ma elu yiseros alarishanos, these are more stringent than the first ones, than the earlier fasts, how? Ela Shabeelu Masrin Vinoli Mesachanios, because in the last year set, you Masrin, which we'll see is like blowing the shofars, and Noalim Mesachanios, and you close the stores. Aval Bechol Divrehim Hein Zevezeh Shamim. But everything else, they're the same. So what's everything else? For example, Tefillah. And therefore, just like the last ones are 24, it says everything else is. So the last 24, they're every 24. The only difference is this Masrina Noalina Chanios. But Tefillah, everything is the same. So if the last one is 24 and everything is the same, so the first ones are also 24. Here we see clearly that the middle set is 24. And once again, if the middle 24, we have the other brises. The first is 24 as well. Everything is 24. Kash and Rav Yitzha. And if you'll say that maybe Hachanami Tani Vashir, so you know, Vaseder just gave a couple of things, a list of differences, but Tani Vashir has other differences as well, like Tfila. So therefore, it could be like Rabbi Yitzchak, because maybe there's a difference there as well, that the last one's 24, maybe the middle one's 19. So the Gemara says, no, that can't be, because it says, Vaha Ma Elu. It says the Lashon of Ma Elu, that these are more than the first ones, Tani. And that's the Lashon of Jistus. You know, so for you can't say Tani Vashir. It's similar like we had before, like Ain Bain. It's a similar type of thing. Ma'elu sounds like only, this is the only difference. I, that, Vetizbara, Ma'elu, Dafkahu. So Sigmar says, but I'll show you that even though it seems to be Ma'elu means this is the only differences, and therefore Tfilah should be the same. But I'll show you that it has to be Lav Dafka. Why? Vahashir La Teva. We saw earlier, yes, last time also, that Teva is you can't say this is the only difference, because we have a Teva, which is a difference, that you bring out the Teva into the street, and on the last days, and that's not mentioned, it's Ma'elu, you know, there's Matrin and Noalinu Chaniyos, and so that has to be Lav Dafka, because we do know another one, and it's not mentioned in your Teva. Ah, so once it's Lav Dafka, okay, because we see because of Teva. So it's Lav Dafka Legabe Teva, so therefore it could be Lav Dafka Legabe the Tfila as well, right? It doesn't have to be only this, and this could be another difference as well, that the Tfila is a 24 in the last one, maybe it's 19 in the middle, and maybe it could be, because it's left out, it could lay down, because we do see Teva's left out, so this could also be left out. But then the Gemara says, no, that can't be. Why? Because Yimishum Teva, Mishum Teva, that's Lav Shiuru. Teva is not called left out. Why? Mishum the Kachashiv Labidach Pirka, because it's mentioned in the second parak, in the other parak, the next parak, and that was the second parak, right? Then it's mentioned in the next parak that explicitly that Teva is in the last set. So since it's mentioned explicitly, it didn't have to mention it over here. It said the only difference is that I Teva left out. It's not called really leaving it out, since it is, does say it. Just says it in the next parak. So it basically does say Teva, just not in this over here, because it didn't mention any, because it's going to mention a parish in the next parak. So Mela, Teva is not called being left out. So once Teva is not called being left out, so that means we do not have something left out. And there was nothing left out. So therefore, the tefillah is we can't say it was left out. We don't have anything left out. Lechura. And once again, we have a problem, because if it's not left out, then it has to be that tefillah is the same. You know, and 24 by the last one, 24 by the middle one, 24 thing, everything 24, and the kasha we get stuck again. I'm sorry. What do you mean? That was Sinna. But Lachor, here we're talking about what's outside. Lachor, the stores. We said the stores. Right. Right. Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I was also wondering about that. Where?
Tisbara.
Yeah, but Tisbara. What? It means like is that true? Is that logical? Right? That it's dafka? Right? Can we see it on that? Okay. So the Gemara says, where are we? Hashtag, okay. Hashtag Asis Lahachi, where it says, ah, but Lamaisa, once you're coming on to that, Esrimar Benami Lav Shiyurahu. Nami Lav Shiyurahu, Diktani Lav Yidich Pirka. So now the Gemara says, well, once you're coming on to this idea of how if something's mentioned in the next parak, that that's not called the Shiyurahu. Okay, so you can use that same svara by the tefillas as well. Right, because tefillah is also mentioned, the 24, says Beferishni v'idach pirka. It also mentions the other parak about the tefillah is 24 on the last set. So therefore, that's not considered necessarily a being left out over here because it says it. Okay, so once it's not being left out, because it says Beferish 24, so therefore, it could be over here that there is that difference, you know, that the last one's 24, the middle one is 19. It could be, because it doesn't say it. It doesn't have to say it, because in the 24, it doesn't have to say this difference. Okay, then my elu is not a kasha. Is it my elu? It's only these, no other difference. No, there is that difference. The second last set is 24, the middle set is not 24. It doesn't have to say it, though. It's not called the shiura, because it says the affair is 24 in the next pair. The mele, the last set is 24. The middle one, there could be that difference. The middle one is 19. Once the middle is 19, the first one could also be 19 as well. So the first one is like the second one. And then Rabbi Yitzchak is good again, right? Because we see by the tzibur, yes, a concept of 19. And therefore, we see that by a yachid, there is no concept by 19. Could be like Rabbi Yitzchak says. And therefore, only 18. And therefore, you say aneinu in the Shemaya Tefillah. So everything's good according to Rav Yitzchak.
It's only good if she does Mishnah. Mishnah, the Masnisa Hamideki, can answer up with the Mishnah.
Yeah, no.
Bryce, before, the question, we didn't finish, we didn't answer the Bryce.
Why not? Sure. That was
the Bryce is left as a kasha.
Oh, you mean the...
We said on the Bryce, it says, Mili Rufarhesi, Lokatani,
Oh, that, you mean back then?
Yeah, the Bryce that we still didn't answer. We only answered...
That was, I mean, not what we did today, last time.
Right. That was still... We only answered this because it's going to the Mishnah. We could say the Mishnah later said it. But there,
the
Bryce, there's no
Bryce later
than the
Mishnah. Uh-huh. Okay, let's think about that. Okay.
Maybe we have the first Teretz, only the second Teretz.
Yeah, we're only talking about second Teretz.
Maybe talk about the first
Teretz
and the
Bryce also. Uh-huh. Okay. My Haviyala. So what's the Maskana? The Gabe the Tefillah Neinu Rav Yachid Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Sasratai Vechein Amar Rav Chia Bar Ashi Amar Rav Bein Goa L'Rofe. Then where do you say it? Between Goa L'Rofe V'Rav Ashi Amar Mishmei D'Rabi Yanai Breid Rabbi Yishmael B'Shamei Tefillah. That like we saw Rav Yitzchak said that you say it in Shamei Tefillah and the Halacha is V'Hilchasa B'Shamei Tefillah. Okay, let's see Rashi. Dekanami. That's like the second skinny line down in Rashi. Dekanami, the lekaftalad zevezeshavin. That I'll show you that they're the same legabe 24. Dektani masnisin ma elu yaseres lavishonos v'chule ve'elu kaftalad lo chachashiv gabe achronos. We see that's not one of the differences, and therefore they're both 24. V'ha ma elu ktani the mashkmet dafka. That's a lashon of dafka. The haktani lavi yirich pirkin. The misha shana masnisin ahacha. Tananami na hasam, that the one that learnt over here learnt over there as well. Vahai, the lotana abahai, because why didn't it say it over here? It said ma elu, and it wasn't mentioning it because samicha hasam is somicha. What's going to say later on? Diktani vachronos motzin hateva. It says affairs later on that they in the last that they bring out the teva. Masha ain came b'mtzayus as opposed to the first one. Okay, hashda asis lahachi. Now they're coming on to this. The mishum dektani lav v'yidach pirka. The gersa there's a vilmar. It's like vilmar. It's a lo have shiur. That's not called a shiur because it says it. That kaftalad nami. You can say the same thing by the tefillah. The 24 nami the amar the shavininhu ikalamei mar the lo have shavin. You want to say the same? They're not. Why the hafilu shiur nami lo? You have to worry about the shiur. Why the behedrik tani labidach pirka? It's a beferish. The tefillah in the next parak. Right, the Bachronus isnu that it is by the last set, and the Bimtais Alo. Vikala Terutza Kitarutza Kama Bikamaisa the Lake Belesa the Lake of Kaftalat. That we like the first answer that there's not 24. My Havila, we ask Hecha Omer Yachid, where does the Yachid say it, etc. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Tani Chada. We have a Braisa that says Ibaros Umenikos Misanos Barishonos Vein Misanos Bachronos. They fast in the first fast and not in the last fast. Vihi Tani Idach, we have another Braisa that says the opposite, Misanos Bachronos Vein Misanos Barishonos. V'tani idach, we have another braisa, ein misanos, lo berishonos, v'lo bachronos, and neither. So what's pshat? So Amar Rav Ashi, nekot emtsayisa, take the middle one, dimetarts kulhu. So if you say it's talking about the first, then they all three braisas, none of them are arguing, they're all basically saying the same thing in three different ways. If you say they were talking about the middle fast, what does that mean? Says Rashi, Nakodem tiyasa v'yadcha kolomar tarits, say like this: the b'shalosh emtsayos have misane, that pregnant and nursing women fast on the middle fast, they have to. And now all three braises work out. How so? And with retz l'kulu hanach masis, and everything answers up. Hadek tani berishonos v'lo bachronos, that you fast in the first and they fast in the first and not in the last. So hanach rishonos is not the first. Lav Rishonis Mamishnin, who LM says, the middle ones. The Inu have a Rishonis Lachronos, because they are considered the first if you look at vis-a-vis the last ones, which are the last. Aval B'Sheva Chronos Lomim, they don't fast on the last ones. Why? The Kevin D'Sheva Ninu, since there's a lot of them, there's seven, Lomats Yubers Minikos Lamekambu, it's too hard to fast seven fast. Therefore, they fast only in the first and not in the last. Bahadik Tani Bachronos Velo Rishonos, you fast in the second was not in the first ones. That's talking about the first two. Right, Hanach Achronos, that's the middle ones where they do fast, and the Rishonos where they don't, that's the first ones mamish, the real first ones. The Emisanim, why the Lotakifa Rubs the Kuli has not such a serious fast, and then we don't say they have to fast yet. The Tzachos Lashon, who the Tana the Mikre Lemsayos Rishonos and Lachronos Vachronos Rishonos, is the way the Tana talks. Okay, back to the Gemara. We said in our Mishnah, Ma elu yaseiros al rishonos el shevil masrim no alinos uchanios. Like we saw before, that the Mishnah says that their last ones are more serious, and that you have to masrin. We'll see what that is, and close the stores. So, but my masrin, what's the last seven? How do you? What's this masrin? So, Rav Yehuda Amar, it's b'shofros. It's referring to shofar, that you blow the shofar. That's masrin. Rav Yehuda bereder of Shmuel. Barshilas Mishmei Derav Amar Banenu. It means that you say Anenu. That's what it means, Masrin. Now, Chasalka Daitin, at this point we think that Manda Amar Banenu Lo Amar Beshofros, and Manda Amar Beshofros Lo Amar Banenu. They're exclusive. That each one's exclusive. It's the one that holds the shofar, it's only the shofar. You don't say Anenu. One says Anenu is Anenu, and you don't just blow the shofar. Ay Vatanya, we see Kash on that. That ain't pochasin misheva tanius alish atzibur. That in the last set of tainus, you don't fast less than seven fasts. Shebehen shmonasre hasraos, and which include 18 hasraos. Now what's 18 hasraos? Now if it's which it is, we're going to see shofar blows. It's very good, right? Because a shofar blow is tkiya trua tkiya. Okay, and you have seven fasts. Seven fast, right? And seven fast, and one second. Does that work out? Right. So there's six brachas, right? So there's six brachas on the fast day, right? That you add, right? There's the Shmonasre plus another six. So on those six, you do tkiya tru tkiya on each one. So six.